This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And here's WSMI's Angela Besh. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Terry. Here are your closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $4.96, down 12 and a quarter. December corn at $4.78 and three quarters, down 1.5. March corn at $4.91 and a quarter, down 1.5. August soybeans were $13.55 and a quarter, down 37 and a quarter. September soybeans, 12 and three quarters, down 35. November soybeans, 12.24, down 32 and three quarters. September wheat, 6.49 and a quarter, down 4. December wheat, 6.60 and three quarters, down 3 and a quarter. March wheat, 6.71 and three quarters, down 2. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Thursday afternoon, with soybeans and corn sharply lower. Soybean futures were pulled lower by weak soybean meal values and speculator selling. In the cash grain markets, cash basis continued to be weak for soybeans, but corn values also went lower today. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids sharply lower, ranging from $5.56 to $6.36. Soybean bids were also sharply lower on Thursday, ranging from $13.30 to $13.68. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids 20 to 50 cents weaker at $5.88 to $6.36. Soybean bids sharply lower, ranging from $13.57 to $13.83. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended sharply lower, ranging from $5.95 to $6.36. Soybean bids were also sharply lower on Thursday, ranging from $13.39 to $13.85. And the wheat bids down 4 cents at $6.29 to $6.48. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids down 37 cents at $13.85 to $14.05. Basis ended steady, ranging from $30 to $50 over the August. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis ranged from $5.17.80 to $5.39.80, which was down $20 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids fell 56 to 72 cents at $5.96 to $6.26, with basis down 44 to 60 cents, ranged from $100 to $130 over September. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 71 to 82 cents lower at 576 to 591, with basis down 59 to 70 cents, range from 80 to 95 over September. Soybeans down 32 to 37 cents at 1364 to 1370, basis steady to 5 cents stronger, range from 9 to 15 over the August. And the wheat bids on Thursday, 4 cents lower at 637 to 644, with basis steady, range from 12 under to 5 under September. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 62 cents lower at 594 to 601. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 26 to 31 cents, with quotations at 1371 to 1385. Soft wheat down 4 at 667 to 668, and Milo 26 cents lower at 654 to 655. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $4.45 to $4.64. New crop soybean bids $11.90 to $12.19. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $4.48 to $4.66. New crop soybean bids $11.94 to $12.14. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from $4.51 to $4.65. New crop soybean bids range from $12 up to $12.30. That completes our grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are the closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were $121.65, up 7 cents. October live cattle, $125.50, down 17 cents. December live cattle, $128.32, up 5 cents. August feeder cattle were $152.35, down 67 cents. September feeder cattle, $155.77, down 60 cents. November feeder cattle, $158.40, down 45 cents. August lean hogs were $98.57, down 35 cents. October lean hogs, $85.97, down 65 cents. December lean hogs, $82.60, down $0.85. Now time for the Cash Livestock Report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday afternoon's Livestock Report. Starting with Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 30 cents lower, in a range of 90.69 to 104, with a weighted average carcass price of 92.14. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded lower, with good demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 67 to 72. 4 to 5 weights traded at 68 to 75, 5 to 550 at 72 to 78, and over 550 pounds at 72 to 82. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrows and gilts at the country buying points traded lower, with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 64 to 68. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 10,142 head. Moving on to the Greenville Livestock Auction Report for July 24th, receipts totaled 552. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded 59 cents to a dollar lower, and slaughter Holstein steers traded steady to 50 cents lower in a light test. Feeder cattle traded unevenly steady. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of 117 to 120, with select and choice slaughter Holstein steers ranging from 101 to 116. And choice slaughter heifers trading from 117 to 121. For our slaughter cows, premiums traded from 90 to 91.50, boners at 75, and leans at 70 to 75. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 weights traded at 160. Feeder Holstein steers, large 3s, 5 weights traded from 96 to 97. And feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 5 weights traded at 130. Moving on to the Walnut Livestock Auction, with receipts totaling 406. Trade was active with good demand. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of 116.50 to 124.75, and choice slaughter heifers range from 120.75 to 124.50. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 118 to 122, and heifers on a live basis traded at 119 to 120.25, and on a dress basis trading at 193. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 293 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $99.56, which was $1.25 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $187.66, which was 77 cents higher, with select carcasses at $182.70, which was 48 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter, under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 122,000, compared to 123,000 for last week and 124,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 400,000, compared to 403,000 for last week and 397,000 for 1 year ago. Moving on to the Reels Weekly Hay Auction at Conkerville, Illinois for July 24th, receipts totaled 642 bales. Compared to last week, hay and small squares sold mostly a dollar higher per bale, and trade was active and demand was good on a light to moderate supply. All prices are quoted per bale. Alfalfa Fair Quality Large Rounds 5x6 sold at $45. Alfalfa Orchard Grass Premium Quality Small Squares sold at $4.75 to $5.50. Alfalfa Mixed Grass Premium Quality Small Squares sold at $5.25, with good quality large rounds 5x5s trading at $57.50. Orchard Grass Good Quality Small Squares traded at $3.50 per bale, with Timothy Grass Good Quality Small Squares ranging from $3.50 to $3.75. Mixed Grass Good Quality Small Squares sold at $3, with Fair Quality Large Rounds 5x6 trading at $5. And Oat Hay Good Quality Small Squares traded in a range of $3 to $3.50 per bale. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Come see the folks at Hawkeye Steel Sales. They have a variety of steel products, animal shelters, feed troughs, custom-made panels, built as heavy as you like, metal building panels, trims, and accessories are all in stock. Ornamental iron parts and accessories are available for the do-it-yourselfers, or they can weld you up an ornamental fence section or gate. This is heavy, lifetime construction. Hawkeye Steel, located on I-55 at Exit 44. Phone 866-999-7880.
Weather has always been a challenge for farmers, and this year is no exception. No matter the weather, Farm Credit Services of Illinois has the crop insurance coverage today's farm families depend on. In addition to your multi-peril policy, an added crop hail addendum could be beneficial. With this year's weather patterns, green snap problems may be an issue. So let the crop insurance professionals at Farm Credit provide the information you need regarding coverage options. With a crop hail policy addition, you get complete coverage to fit your operation. It protects your crops against damage from hail, fire, vandalism, and protects your harvested grain in the bin. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for the crop hail insurance coverage to fit your farming business. Whether it's our office, your kitchen table, or the tailgate of a pickup, Farm Credit Services of Illinois looks forward to providing the products you want with the service you deserve. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm finance and crop insurance needs.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
And part one of the farm show has been presented by Hawkeye Steel in White City. Build it to last. Build it with steel. By Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler and Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Time now for Radar Weather, brought to you by M&M Service Company.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information, technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they're dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient, because they're a family operation too. They understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit them on the web at mmservice.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Scattered showers, thunderstorms today, high of 78. We're seeing rain now in our listening area. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low of 58. On the last Saturday of July, tomorrow, sunny, windy, and a high of 73. It's going to feel like a beautiful September afternoon tomorrow afternoon. Clear skies Saturday night, low 52. Sunny, a little bit warmer on Sunday, high 78. And then once we get to Monday and Tuesday, back to a chance of rain and high temperatures into the 80s. Here at the Weather Center, we have clouds, pressure steady, winds are about 5 to 10 miles per hour out of the southeast, and 62 degrees here at the Weather Center. This update brought to you by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
You know about Consolidated Communications' great internet and phone service, but in case you didn't know, our digital TV service is just as amazing. You'll get all your favorite TV and music channels, the freedom to move your TV anywhere with our wireless connection, all for just $36.95 a month for 1 year when bundled. You'll even get free installation. Visit Consolidated.com for details. Service is not available in all areas and may vary by location. Promotional rate available when TV is bundled with internet. Taxes, fees, surcharges, and any items not in the bundle are extra. Other conditions apply.
It's time now for part two of the Farm Show, brought to you by Wright Automotive, Route 185 and 127 in Hillsboro. Once again, here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Terry. If you're keeping track of the markets, you probably noticed the drop in soybean prices. I spoke with Steve Ring from Hog Inc. Incorporated about the happenings behind these price drops.
Well, what I'm hearing in the market and what I read from smarter people than myself, there's a couple things that are going on. The biggest one is China announced that they were going to sell back about 3 million metric tons of their government stocks, which equates to approximately 110 million bushels. And when you look at that, that dramatically impacted the export market. And whenever you see a large buyer back out of the market, it does impact the demand and obviously the prices. So you have the export market backing off, so that affected everything from the Gulf all the way up the Mississippi, and then You couple that with the processors backing off also. You know, we saw a market just collapse in the last 3 days. We had cash prices quoted over $16 3 days ago, and today you're looking at prices at $14 or less. So well over $2 price discount. So you had the futures collapsing and basis collapsing at the same time. And that's unusual. It doesn't happen that quickly. You know, a 30 or 40 cent move in soybeans is a big move.
In light of the EPA possibly pushing for government regulations on nitrogen applications around the Mississippi, one of the stops during the M&M Field Day that was this week focused on nitrogen management. Greg Urey was one of the speakers for that station.
The highlights that we were trying to get across is looking at ways that we can apply nitrogen in a way that we can maximize yields and still minimize environmental impact. You know, as we move forward, we're going to continue to try to increase yields to be able to feed the population as the global population continues to increase. But we're going to have to do it in a way that we can minimize the impact that we have on the environment. I know that in the Mississippi River Basin, the EPA is looking at ways to regulate the way farmers manage their nutrients, nitrogen and phosphorus, and primarily the two. I think it's probably best that the ag industry tries to come up with ways to be able to manage it to reduce the loss and do it in a way that we can maximize yields.
And some of those management practices would be to spread out the times you spread the nitrogen, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, for the most part, growers have in the past put most of their nitrogen on at one time, which is not necessarily a risk reduction. You know, we are seeing that by spreading out nitrogen, spoon feeding it, putting it on more at that timing of we're taking it up, we get better uptake and less loss of nitrogen as well.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.